Late Blight makes its visit to Wisconsin. We're visiting today with Amanda Gevins, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Amanda, tell us, what is late blight?
Yes, late blight is a plant disease which affects primarily tomatoes and potatoes. And it can spread in seed, it can spread in the air, and it's a disease that both home gardeners, small farmers, and large producers of tomato and vegetable crops need to be concerned with.
And Amanda, can you tell us what the status is so far this year in Wisconsin?
We did have our first report of late blight on potato on the 18th of July, and then just about 1 week later, we had a report of late blight on tomato crops.
And Amanda, what does this disease look like? What do people look for?
What you want to look for is dark green to brown, often round, but can be irregularly shaped lesions. What's unique about these lesions is when the weather is hot and dry, they will appear almost dry and papery and almost black in color. And when we have very wet or high humid conditions, the lesions almost look greasy. They look very wet and oily or greasy. Another aspect of the symptom to look for is a white fuzzy growth. It's on or around these lesions, and you typically see them on the leaf underside or the lower stems of plants.
How do you manage late blight if you see it in your tomatoes or potatoes?
Initially, you can choose varieties that have resistance to late blight. Many home gardeners don't want to apply fungicides. Fungicides are a pesticide. If that be the case, we do ask that you do scout or look at those plants nearly on a daily basis. And that, if it is present, it may be best just to remove that plant. And by doing that, you are reducing the amount of spores that then is available for your neighbor's tomato and potato plants and area commercial industry.
Amanda, how important is it for people to manage this disease?
It's important for home gardeners because any infected plants can produce spores. And while it's unfortunate when we lose home garden plants in a small scale, it can be potentially very economically devastating to our larger commercial producers. And so if we manage late blight well on smaller scale in home gardens, it can help us to overall limit pesticide use in our vegetable production statewide.
We've been visiting with Amanda Gevins, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.